Wow. Is that... Hi, is that David?
Yes.
Hiya, darling. It's Billy calling back from MMA Legal. We spoke earlier on behalf of the Scottish redress claim. Are you all right for me to have a quick conversation with you now?
Yes.
Perfect. So I just need to make sure we've got your details on file correctly. I'll explain how the procedure works and we'll get your case sent off for submission for you today. All right, David?
Right.
Perfect. So first things first, I've got you as David Adams. Is there any other names that I should have down for you or any other names you was known as in care?
No.
Perfect. And is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason, David?
Yes.
Brilliant. Now, can I ask you to confirm your email for me, please?
RangersDavy6.com.
RangersDavy6@.com. Is it at hotmail.com or gmail.com or iCloud.com?
Yeah, I've got to write the internet. Hold on.
I can come back to your email, so don't worry. What's your date of birth, David?
7th of May, 1957.
1957, perfect, no problem. And can I ask you, so before we go any further, I just want to explain to you that it's not going to be the case where we ever expect you to get evidence or go and face these people at all. Our job is basically to take a brief statement from you, and what we will do is we will contact all the local authorities and we will require all, we'll basically request a copy of all of your files. Now, once we have proven that you was within these places, we will go ahead and base your evaluation off your statement. So I just want to reassure you, we're not going to be clutching at straws here to be wasting your time. We will do our very best to get you the justice that you deserve. Is that okay with you, David? Perfect.
Yes.
Now, could I just please ask you, sir, for your current home postcode, so where you're living at the moment, what's your postcode for me, please?
EH519HS.
Let me just have a look here. Give me a second. Is that Barony Court in Bowness?
Salmon Court, 6 Salmon Court, Bowness.
Is it Barony Court? B-A-R-O-N-Y? Barony?
Salmon. S-A-L-M-O-N, like in the fish. Court.
Let me have a look here for you. Give me a second.
Salmon Court.
Have a look, a salmon fish. Have a look. What is it? Is that EH9HF? Perfect. And what number door is that, darling?
6.
Number 6. Perfect. That's perfectly fine. We got this on the file here for you. Now, can I ask you, darling, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all?
Yeah, I've had 2 strokes.
2 strokes, okay. And has the hospital or the doctors or anyone ever told you you've got a certain amount of time to live or anything like that at all, darling?
No.
No problem. Should I get that on there in regards to your strokes? So let me have a look on here. Had 2 strokes. Thank you. So that's just so I can make you aware of it in regards to any fast tracks potentially. In regards to your claim, what I can tell you is each case is different, so it'd be wrong for me to give you any sort of direct value today. You can apply yourself without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes, where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. And most importantly, you can instruct a private agreement. Now, we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. And if the claim is successful, the legal team will take 16% plus VAT, which is a maximum of 20%. That will be taken at the overall amount. So it's not something that will ever come out of your own pocket. You will never pay out of your own pocket in any way, shape or form. Are you okay with that, sir?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, again, like I said to you earlier, it would be wrong for me to give you a direct value at the moment. What I can tell you is each claim will average, well, it is averaging at the moment at around 48,000. So we can tell you that you've got something to look forward to. But of course, you can be looking at a lot more than that as well, darling. Okay.
Right.
Now, whilst this claim's ongoing, what we would require from you, sir, is a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you whilst this claim's ongoing, is there anybody in your family that you would be happy for this payment to go to?
My daughter.
And what's her name, Gavin?
Kelly Louise Adams.
Kelly Louise Adams. Perfect. And do you know her mobile number at all, sir?
Yes, hold on. Hold on. 0787155934.
Oh, perfect. Thank you for that. That was there. Perfect. Fantastic. And can I ask you, darling, what was the name of your parents? Agnes Adams and James Adams.
Yeah, they're dead now.
Yeah, which is understandable. It's just that so we can, basically when we locate your files, if there was to say we've got 10 David Adams, we can say, well, this was his parents' name, so we know which files we are requesting. Was it just you that was taken into the care system, or did you have siblings that was placed into care with you as well?
No, me, my brother, my two sisters.
Two sisters in Cairo. And what was the name of your siblings?
Myra Adams. James Adams. They're both dead now.
Myra Adams and James Adams, no problem, thank you.
They passed away.
Sorry to hear that. Siblings was in Cairo, but passed away. Thank you for that. Could I please ask you, how old was you when you were first placed into care, if you do remember?
I was in 4 different homes.
Bless you. And is it all 4 homes where you feel like you've been neglected?
No, just a couple.
Couple, okay, that's not a problem. So, can I ask you, where is it the first place where you went and you did not feel happy or you felt like there was mistreatment there, darling? Where was that?
Tripping House.
Tripping House? Could you spell that the best way you can for me, please?
Kipping. K-I-P-P. Yeah.
Kipping House. Yeah, so I've heard of Kipping House.
Kipping House, Dunnan, China.
Yep, so I've heard of this. Can I ask you, how old would you say you was roughly when you was placed in Kipping House?
3 or 4 or 5.
No problem, that's perfectly fine. Let me get that on here for you. And how long would you say roughly that you was placed in Kipping House for?
A couple of years, and it moved us to Humby Village in Edinburgh.
Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get your statement on here for you regarding Kipping House first, just so we can get that down on here for you.
They got moved to the Glebe School in Perth.
The Glebe, okay, let me just get that on here for you.
Glebe School Schoon.
So I'm just going to get, I'm just going to go on Kipping House, just while we're on Kipping House, so we can get everything filed against that for you. So I'm just going to give me 2 seconds to get that located on the system, the place where you was positioned. And you said you was roughly between the ages 4 and 5 when you was placed here, so if I am correct.
About 3 or 4.
About 3 or 4. So it's around 1960, 1961, yep?
No, well, I was in Moodle Hall first.
Oh, okay. So how old would you say when you went to Kipping House?
Well, I was in Wooden's Hall first in Falkirk, Pullman.
Wooden Hall. And Wooden's, how long was you in Wooden Hall for?
I don't know because I don't know. It's about 3 or 4 probably.
3 or 4. And then when you was in Kicking House, so Wooden Hall, was you happy in Wooden Hall? Did you feel like there was any mistreatment in Wooden Hall?
I never got fed or nothing.
Right, okay. So I'm going to make a claim regarding Wooden Hall, first of all, so let me get that on here for you. So that's Wooden Hall. So let me just get that on here, Wooden Hall. And what area was that in, darling?
Pullman and Falkirk.
Pullman, Falkirk, thank you for that. And so if I'm correct, it's around 1960, 1961 when you was in here, is that correct?
Yes.
Right, okay, so let me just get that on here. Client was placed into this care home at the age of around 3-4 years old. He has
They probably haven't got any paperwork or any knowledge of them.
So we'll say that they've got no paperwork, but we will request that and they have no option to provide that back, so do not worry. And we will also give you an option to have a copy of your paperwork back. So when we do request that and we get that, we will give you a chance to have a look at that. If you would like a copy of that back, we will offer that to you, darling, okay?
Yes.
And now, can I ask you to just give me an understanding of what was going on in the Wooden Hall when you was placed in here?
You were getting battered when you were getting up. You weren't getting fed.
And the staff would hit you in here?
Yes.
I understand you were young. While she was in here, do you remember any staff members' names from Wooden Hall or anything, darling?
No. Not Wooden Hall. I've got names of the other ones in there.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry. I'm just on Wooden Hall at the moment, just so we can make sure we get everything for you, just to make sure we get you the maximum amount that you are entitled to. I just don't want to leave out any information. Whilst you're at Wooden Hall, is there any other memories that you've got other than not being fed or being hit that you would like me to get jotted down here for you?
Just to get bad.
Yeah. How long would you say you have to be at Wooden Hall for? How old was you when you left there, roughly?
Don't know, because I can't remember, miss it.
Don't worry, where did you go after? Yeah?
I've had 2 strokes since then, know what I mean?
Yeah, which is understandable, so do not worry. Thank you so much for this information. Let me get that here.
We moved to Kipton House. Dunham, in Perthshire.
So that's where. Let me get that here. I then moved to Kipton. We got that on it.
Kipping House in Perthshire.
We got that in here. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go on to Kipping House. Just give me a second. Let me get that on here for you. Have a look. Find the name of the care home properly. And it's in Perthshire, did you say?
Yeah. It's outside Perthshire. It's Kipping House.
Perfect, thank you for that. Yeah, found it, perfect.
Kipping House Home. Really, Dunning, Perthshire,
perfect, yep, so I've got that here. And how old would you say that you remember being in here? How old would you say you remember you was, if you can remember?
5
years old in here. That's not a problem, so 1962. I was around 5 years old in here. Can I ask you to give me an understanding of what you've had to deal with in here, please?
Not getting fed and getting bad. I can't read and write because of all that scary, you know what I mean?
Yeah, which is understandable. Would you say as a punishment in Kipping House, did they ever keep you locked in your rooms and kept you secluded?
Yeah.
The education is not a thing. I don't understand Did any of the staff, can I ask you, while she was in Kitten House, was there any sexual assault that you can remember?
No, was that young?
No, right, okay. And can I also ask you, was you allowed to make friends in here, or do you ever remember keeping secluded? Was the other children picking at you at all?
No. You learn how to fight quick. You learn how to fight fast, by the way.
In Kitten House, did you run away from here at any chance?
Yes. To Stirling, to my dad and mother's house.
And did you get brought back?
Yes, for a week.
Can I ask you, would they ever hit you with any slippers or belts, or would it be the hand?
A cane. A belt.
Do you remember any teachers' names at all?
Mrs. Maitland.
Mrs. Maintenon?
Mrs. Matron.
Matron?
Yeah, she used to run the place. She's dead as well.
Did you ever get locked in cupboards or anything in the night time, in the hallways or anything like that?
You could walk up all the time. Me and Dan went to a special school because we set the farmer's bulls, set the farmer's bull on fire, but didn't know the bull was in there.
And how long would you say you was at Kitten House for, roughly, if you can remember?
Maybe a couple of years.
Is there any other memories here that you would like to get down to Kitten House for you?
No, for whatever.
Don't worry, that's fine, because that's our job to locate your files. You definitely have provided me enough information here up to now for me to go ahead and do our job and locate this for you.
There won't be any files. We've all got burnt.
Yeah, so that's what they would have said. They would have said that they've been burnt, but that was a lie. So basically they were saying that so they didn't provide them back to you. And it's not only that, they would also have copies of the local authorities and things like that who was actually taking you into that care. So there's various ways where we can find the documents. And that's why I have explained to you, once we do have them documents, we will always give you an option if you would like a copy of them back. We will be happy to provide them back to you. So therefore, you will have an understanding. Is it something you've ever thought about? Would you like to know if...
No, not really, no.
You wouldn't? Okay, that's not a problem. Like I say, we will always give you that option a week or two before you are paid out anyway. If you have got them there, that would be an issue.
You can send them anyway if you get anything, but it says they just told you if you went to the police or complained about anything, you wouldn't get fed and you get battered all the time.
This was happening to all of us. Yeah, don't worry. Can I ask you, instead of you, when you wasn't provided food, would you try and eat anything else, like, for an example, toothpaste or anything like that?
Yes. To be looking at the pantry one night, got weather for it. We smashed a window and climbed into the pantry about 4 o'clock in the morning and ate as much as we could get our hands on. Never got fed for 2 days.
I'm so sorry to hear that you have had to deal with that. Let me just get that on here for you. What I am going to do is I'm just getting this route down for you just to make sure we've got everything. This has affected.
And we're still in Kitten House yet, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'm just getting this shot down, just the impact that it's had on you. So can I ask you when you... Yeah?
The next home after that was the Glebe School in Perth.
The Glebe School, let me just get this on here for you. Okay. And you said, when you said that you were placed into the care systems, was your siblings in all the same places as you, or did they kind of separate you and things like that?
Well, me and my sister went to Glebe School, and my brother and my sister stayed in Kippen House to the west when we were 15. But they're dead now.
Sorry to hear that. And you said it was that they get here, the Glebe School... And what area was that in, darling?
G-L-E-B-E. The Glebe is the T-H-E, Glebe School, Schoon, Perth. Schoon.
Perthshire.
Yeah, Perthshire.
Yeah, Perthshire. Got that here. Yeah, that's come up as well. Perfect. Thank you for that.
That was a fucking bus line.
Let me get that down here. And how old would you say you was roughly when you were placed in here?
It was 7.
7 years old, isn't he? Yeah. 1964, roughly. Let me get that here. And you said this was the worst place.
Yes.
Get that down.
Mr. Taylor, Mr. Cameron, Mrs. Earnshaw.
Mrs., can you say that name again, please?
Mr. Taylor, Mr. Cameron, Mr. Duff.
And Mrs. Earnshaw, did you say?
Mrs. Earnshaw, yes. That's when...
Yeah?
Well, that's when the sexual abuse started happening, I mean. So we ran away from there as well. Me and my sister. She loved push figures with that, surely.
Can I ask you, when you was in here, was you always secluded and locked in your room, or would the staff come into your room at night time to abuse you? How would it happen? I don't ask, you don't need to go into detail. Well, I just need to have...
They were locked in. They were locked in the building. And staff stayed there. A Saturday was the worst night. You get Bobby, Alec, and me down to the living room, and it was all matrons were looking after you. You were told to take your clothes off.
And was Bobby and Alec, was they friends of yours from the place? Were they children as well?
Yes, friends. They're actually gay now.
And can I ask you, did they used to be physical here in regards to hitting you and things like that?
You're standing with your clothes on. Well, they got pissed.
Sorry?
You're standing with no clothes on.
Oh.
You're just standing and play with each other. Hello?
I'm still listening to you, sorry, sir. I'm just getting this typed up for you as you are explaining this to me. So thank you so much for giving me this information. Can I ask you, when you was here, when they would do that as well, if you ever refused them things, would they restrain you or would they hit you here?
Yes, we didn't refuse, because if you refuse, you will batter anyway. And try to fill you up with drink. Then you had to go to a room and do things to them.
So sorry about that. Did they always provide you with food and things here, sir, or again, is that where you went hungry a lot of the time?
Hungry all the fucking time. I went off a lot of food, you know what I mean? I don't eat puddings, I don't eat rice, I don't eat custard, I don't eat nothing like that.
Let me get that down. I still see this day. Not eat puddings or rice.
I've actually got a criminal record for being in the fucking in places, you know what I mean?
Sorry to hear that. I'll get that down here as well. And like I say, that's nothing. You should have been given the correct curriculum, obviously taken care of. And unfortunately, you have been neglected and you have been failed. Now, nobody will ever take away what you've had to deal with in any way, shape or form. But I can reassure you, we will do our very best to make sure you do get that justice that you deserve. And I will get it submitted over for you as soon as possible today. Can I ask you over time, either speak, is there any other memories from the Glade that you would like me to get popped down, or do you feel like you've given me enough information there regarding yourself?
Well, I didn't know what sex was, and I was only about 12 year old. I didn't know what to do when you got battered, because you didn't know what to do.
And how old was you? How long was you in the Glade for?
Oh, 1, 2, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I ran away at 14.
You ran away at 14. Just give me a sec.
And my brother came in. And the police come to the door. And my brother signed the paperwork to keep me.